USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. This is Dr. Tyson Bell, Medical ICU Director at the University of Virginia.
I think one thing to really discuss is the misinformation that's really out there. I think that's really been a pandemic in and of itself. The fact that people are getting inaccurate information that leads them to believe that the vaccines are either unsafe, they're not effective, or they're not necessary, which we all know is certainly not true.
Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160, and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated in minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Michigan Senate on Thursday approved a petition that repeals Governor Gretchen Whitmer's emergency powers, with another approval expected by the state's lower chamber. Whitmer, a Democrat, cannot veto the petition. The Michigan Senate's 20-15 vote came 2 days after the Board of State Canvassers certified the petition, which was started by a group called Unlock Michigan that gathered over 340,000 signatures. A company backed by the U.S. government helping Cubans around an internet blockade. Mike Fortier has more.
The Cuban government trying to block internet access on the island, but the U.S. government and a Canadian company are helping citizens get online. Toronto-based Siphon describes itself as a circumvention tool to provide uncensored access to internet content. The company is saying Friday over 1 million Cubans a day have used its software this week to access the internet. The U.S. government financially supports Siphon, which Reuters reports has also been used in Iran and China. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A judge on Thursday rejected the Arizona Senate's motion to dismiss a public records lawsuit relating to its independent full audit of ballots cast in Maricopa County in the 2020 election. The lawsuit was filed by watchdog group American Oversight and sought records of communication between Senate officials and external vendors working on the audit, including Florida-based cybersecurity firm Cyber Ninjas, a private company hired by the Arizona Senate to oversee the audit of Arizona's most populous county. It is difficult to conceive of a case with more compelling public interest demanding public disclosure and public scrutiny, Judge Michael Kemp of the Arizona Superior Court in Maricopa County wrote in a 7-page ruling. Another blast of dangerous hot weather is coming again to the upper Northwest. USA's Wendy King has more.
This weekend, another heat dome is expected to become established in the northern Rockies, and this will cause temperatures to skyrocket once again. In the Northwest, triple-digit temperatures are expected, and records will probably be broken. Excessive heat watches are already in effect in parts of Montana, but it's not the only state where record highs could be tied or broken. Heat is expected to expand into Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.